seems on one level kind of a shallow question, but I'm curious to get your take. The cover of this book is a lot different in the United States than it was in Australia and, from what I gather, in the UK as well. What is your take on what people see in the cover of the book as they pick it up on a shelf in this country? You know, what is your read on what this cover accomplishes that's different from what the other covers do?
That's a hard question. I was quite surprised that each different market was going for a different cover, particularly because I share a publisher in Australia and the UK, and I thought it would make sense. But as it was explained to me, every country has a very different market. You know, what might look like a literary fiction title to me might look like something completely different in another country. And in fact, the Australian cover in I think the UK is almost regarded as almost a romance cover, whereas we'd never have something like that in Australia for romance. So I actually love all the covers equally. I think the US one is particularly beautiful. I did wonder very early on whether it would be wise to have a woman's face or a woman represented on the cover, merely because I think that can sometimes dissuade men from reading books. I mean, it's kind of proven by the statistics, sadly. However, I think they've done an extraordinary job with it, and I think it's very beautiful. And I mean, the hardback is gorgeous. And really, at the end of the day, I'm just thrilled to have the book in print so they can put whatever they like on it. I hope people respond well to it. I do think it's lovely. But it's interesting. I've had so much different feedback. I really haven't been able to understand exactly what people think of it. It's to run the whole spectrum, I can tell you that.
This novel is being turned into a movie.
Yes, we hope so. It was just actually announced late last night, so I'm allowed to talk about it now. Yes, it's going to be to Shopter Studios next week, and the people who are going to shop it include Jennifer Lawrence, Gary Ross, and Alison Shearer. So that's very exciting.
At the same time, are you at all concerned that movies tend to not be as good at bringing out the subtlety of a story, especially one as subtle as Agnes's? This would be something that you would probably want to keep a close eye on?
In a way, yes, because I would like to see the integrity of the Icelandic setting, for instance, and their culture maintained in a filmic representation. And that's more just, again, out of concern for modern-day Icelanders. You want to see your own nation, you know, presented faithfully. On the other hand, I think that, you know, any people are disappointed by adaptations because I think in many ways they expect to see how they have seen the book as they read it up on screen, and that's an impossibility. And I've accepted that I accepted that ages ago. I think the people involved so far are wonderful professionals and incredibly experienced, but I don't see it as necessarily an adaptation. I see it as a retelling of the same story, you know, authored by very different people. And I'm happy for them to go and make it their own. I think to try and hold on to it and have that sort of same creative control that I had over this book is fairly futile, and also probably they would probably really resent it too. So I'm happy to keep, you know, be there if they would like to, you know, ask me any questions. But no, I understand it's a completely different enterprise.